June 20th, 2021, Sai Center during the Heart of the Mother retreat. The subject for satsang is Heart of the Mother.
Should I choose something to read or just open it up?
Let's see what it opens up.
Tonight we're going to be talking about Heart of the Mother. Who would like to share?
Anybody that wants to share or ask question about it is big for them.
This is part of the writing that Sat gave us, which is on the blog.
On the blog.
I have it.
Sat, I read that writing. I watched your video 10 times. I was just crying. Maybe I'm saying, oh yes, Heart of the Mother. But when I'm listening to that, I was just thinking, what I know about this? What I know about what you did? And I didn't know that you will open up this subject today. But I just wrote so many questions that last night I was sitting on meditation and just reading. But if it's okay, I can just ask my question. I don't know if they are good or not.
We are in a predicament because I want the heart of the mother, which is in Baba, but I'm also having a hard time talking. So maybe if we start with sharing, I gain my energy of talking.
Sutra, can I share? This was my first time here. I'm so honored that I was here right now. Something like this was happening, and I invited. And for me, it was an honor. I cannot explain how was it this 4 past days for me. It was huge. And I cannot talk anymore. I wish I could express myself and how I feel right now. My heart gonna explode. It was nothing like this. Nothing like this in my life. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you for everything. Everything said. I'm so blessed. Thank you.
You know, Baba spent his whole life in giving and loving. And listening and giving. Fixing and giving. We are really celebrating his heart. We're celebrating the heart, the center, also of our own being, and it's time to celebrate. It's time to acknowledge the love that people before us came and gave to make this Maya a little bit softer, a little bit more healing. It has immense significance, this Heart of the Mother. Is not just the word. Every drop of grace we received, every teaching we received, every comforting words we received, every hard time that made us open like a blossom, it was from the heart of the mother, the heart of the guru. And we're saying thank you, Baba, for spending a whole lifetime in giving, and thank you to those of us that are ready to carry the torch and to give. The female is what runs the universe. The Shiva is unmoved. It's the Shakti that dances. So we have to recognize that in an omnipresent way and say, Mother, how can I harmonize with you? And I'm so glad we celebrated it. We really celebrated our blessed heart by giving in the unity of everyone that participated, and we really are an example how the world should run in the Lumbic community. And the mother says, have an empty mind, open heart, and very ready hand. But one of the part is about wisdom. It's not all about love. When it says empty mind, you pull the wisdom in to balance it all up. So please do share. I really, really I love you guys so much. It's taking so too much out of me. So go ahead and share.
Actually, I'm ready to share something that happened to me maybe 14 years ago here in the same place. So I think many of you know, my parents had been under Swami's fold even before I was born, so I was fortunate enough to know Swami from my birth. But, Reno is the first center where I came just by myself without my parents. Until then, I had been enjoying, Swami along with my parents. And especially they say, when you get things very easily, you don't cherish it that much. And there will be a moment where you can cherish it more and more. It's not like I wasn't cherishing my moments with Swami, but maybe I wasn't taking it, I always used to have, because I'd been to Puttaparthi with my parents, and I used to be with the crowd having darshan of Swami. But I always longed for getting closer to Swami. I wanted to get even more in the first row. And I wanted to get his Pada Namaskar. And I see Swami going around in the darshan and talking to the students, being very close. Oh, Swami never spoke with me. And I always have this thing in my mind, I'm not so close to Swami. I'm not gifted enough to be close to Him. This is the kind of feeling that I had. But after I got married, Reno is the first place I came. And then I was looking for Sai Center. And finally, Satyam reached out to me. And then the first day when I came here to the center, Ida and Satyam were there, so they showed me, they gave me this book and they said, you can sing any song from here. And I picked a different song, Bolo Narayana, that one, and then I had that ready, and then I think someone sang before me, so we changed the pages. And then, for me, there shouldn't be gap between the bhajans, so I was trying to start immediately, and I missed the page, and it came to Durke Durke, and that was the first song I sang here in the center. And so after that day's meeting, actually Satyam, she came to me, she hugged me and she said, "You are Baba's child." And he sent you here because of my prayer. Mm-hmm. That really means a lot to me even till today. That's one of the most perishable, cherishable in a moment in my life where I connected with Swami directly. And I felt, okay, through Satyam, Swami is telling that I'm his child too. Don't ever have this thought in your mind that you're not close to him just because, you're not nearer to him physically. That's the Divine Mother.
Go ahead and ask Nita.
You know, this was our third celebration for Heart of the Mother, and every time something extraordinary happened after our celebration, and I've been so honored to be invited and celebrated for the third time. And you talk a lot about Heart of the Mother, and I'm thinking, what do I really know about Heart of the Mother? I probably don't know much about it, but I can feel the love. I can, today I was looking around with the full room, and I can see how Heart of the Mother can gather the children together and unite them. And pretty much it's the unity, it's the love that goes around it just because of Heart of the Mother. And I'm very grateful to our Sadguru Baba, Sai Baba, and our Guru Sat. I'm very grateful.
As John, this past few days have been a source of a lot of expansions for me. I shared a little bit of it during the events with you, but I didn't want to take too much of your time. The idea of grace has been expanded so much more than what I could imagine before as a result of this. I see so clearly, based on very personal experiences, that the love and the attraction is so intertwined and coupled with the divine nourishment that we receive from the mother, just like in physical mother with the umbilical cord. And we're never far from the mother. Our hearts are so much connected to each other. And I just see that nourishment from the day I see how, from the day my heart starts ticking until the very last day, I think it's going to receive this divine nourishment, which is more precious. Realized people say that. It's more precious, more important than breath. And what I receive, it's so clear to me, I have to pass on in order to... That's the only condition in the unconditional love. I have to pass on what I receive, otherwise I won't have the empty cup to receive more. And all these ideas have just expanded for me in a way that words just can't describe it. It's imagery and words and feeling, and I'm like immersed in it. I feel that. So thank you very much for having me part of this celebration. It's been very significant for me.
Sure. So this came to me, but when I say you, it's you, Baba, Divine Mother, your own one. The grace that is you. is so magnificently beautiful, just as you are so magnificently beautiful. Therefore, your grace is exactly that too. The grace that is you carries so beautifully every one of us lucky bastards that had absolutely no other choice but to say to you happily, joyfully, yes, I will follow. You know absolutely everything that my measly little self doesn't. The grace that is you is silent, yet so precise, so absolutely perfect, so right on time, so all-knowing, so all-embracing. The grace that is you erases all that is not us, all that is not worthy of it. It's a giant divine eraser that leaves nothing behind but that which is in an alignment, in harmony, and compatible with your glory. The grace that is you continues to hang around even though there's so much in the other realms, the experience of which would be much grander than being in our worldly company. Listening with the fullest heart and the deepest attention to the most inspirational part of our day. The grace that is you loves deeply, embraces wholeheartedly, and heals unabashedly. The grace that is you gives one too many second chances. And thank the Lord Almighty for that, because we have all messed up one too many times. The grace that is you is beyond generous. It gives and gives and gives and continues to give time, attention, and infinite outpouring of its shower of grace. In actuality, it never stops its giving. Its giving and its generosity are limitless, without an end to the outpour.
Well, I have to stop you here.
Okay.
I'm sorry. The grace really has no form. I really appreciate your heart, but it also makes me uncomfortable.
Sure.
I have to be really honest here. You are so beautiful. Your heart is so beautiful, but I want you to know that we are all under the umbrella of the grace because we said yes. And we are all the children of one existence. But not privately, you can read it privately. I was telling two people this morning, early this morning, to make it really, really clear. A mother, just a female in the individual world, we're not talking about beyond the beyond, carry an infant in the body. Now, God is not male or female, but in the play of Maya, there is male and female, and it just happens that the female carries in her womb the baby. Take that in a universal. Then we understand why I call it mother. The universe was a movement of that one existence. And from the womb of that, the creation, from the movement of that, we can call it Shiva, we can call it whatever we want, or existence. From that movement, the universe was created. I'm telling you intuitively, please don't accept it if it doesn't sit in your heart. It's not patent, it's not logically on the paper. So wouldn't it be, in a bigger scale, that should be a mother, that should be a woman? So, as we are progressing towards self-realization, self-understanding, and letting go of our ego, we also have to be able to work with the mother, because we're still living in the body. And so as long as we're living in the body, the Shakti and Shiva are the ones that, when we're living as an individual, we have mother in mind. When we are want to transcend the Maya, we have Shiva in mind. So you see the balance here. You see the importance of it. For years, the teaching that came through me and from Baba's essence of his teaching, it's, if you see Baba's teaching go from Shiva and Shakti, they don't call it that, but I'm saying it symbolically. With us, following Baba's instruction, we emphasize on calming the mind, which is very, very important to even recognize the mother. So, as we have wisdom and love, we have Shiva and Shakti in harmony. Too much of one lag you behind the other. And so this is really the meaning of what we are doing is we go through the most precious, which is going beyond the mind and Baba's teaching on that. And then to bring the balance, we have Sofro of the Mother to just make this a more complete parenting.
Balance.
Anybody else would like to share if they have an inspiration, an experience past few days?
Such what you read in the Sofra and we got the printout of that. It's so extraordinary that I can feel it is so huge, so big. I can't say I understand it in the mental level, but I can feel it so, so big, so huge. That night I went back and read it again. And we talked at home about it. I really like to understand and learn more. So thank you that you keep explaining it, because there is this interest to understand it better. And I see that it is way beyond and above my head. Is Mother and Grace the same?
Yes, but yes. Yes, and the Self and Grace are the same. But how much are we connecting? How much are we harmonizing with that? You don't seem to see grace in the world. But it is abundantly there. The reason we don't, because we are not connecting to that heart that we all have. We're not harmonizing with the, I don't want to call it law of creation, no. The principle of well-being. And that is, again, has to go hand in hand. Because there are a lot of people that are very charitable, but still, the intentions is not there. The purity of thoughts, words, and deeds are not there. So do we not see the importance of this this one existence of two aspects. This is huge, really is. For our ears to even hear, I feel blessed to be an instrument. I honestly don't know what's going on in my life. I never planned it. But look at us. We're bringing unity in a community that is not just in Reno, it's a spreading. And this is the heart of Mother. Imagine if the whole world took this example, harmonizing with the heartbeat of the soul, a spirit, what would become? And look how fortunate we are to be one of those soldiers of peace. Now, next week we're going to talk about wisdom. But right now, we need to understand the symbolism and the way of connection with the heart of the Mother. And the irony of it is that we, as a group that is sitting in this room, does not need it as much as what's happening out. But the more understanding each one of us has can be of help of making other person understanding. We can't just go out and say, oh, Mother is here. We have to have that understanding so we can bring it to a place of our work, to bring it to a place of our family, bring it to a place of our worship. It's not that we need to achieve, I think all of us have. It's just we gotta get deeper and get more understanding of what is happening. She said, I smell babuti.
You do. You can come here and sing.
I believe you. You're a very sincere person. Is it nine? My dear Serenia and Satya, I love you two very much and your family. I'm saying it from my heart. Would you sing and we follow Mother's side? Okay, start your drum. We're going to rise it to heaven and back.
Mother, oh Mother Saima, you mean the whole world to me.
You are the time of my life. I
Namaste.